So how many of you think we can fix the United States by having another election? You know, just vote in the right people.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
Now, honestly, I'm not talking just about the United States here. This includes Canada. It includes New Zealand. It includes Australia. It includes the United Kingdom. It includes any so-called democracy in Europe. Doesn't matter. How many of you think that just getting the right people voted into office is going to fix everything? If you do, I'm going to come out and say it, and you may not like it, but anybody that believes all we need to do is, you know, vote this guy in or that person in or just, you know, grab our party back and have them stand for the... No. You're wasting your time. This is a predetermined outcome. And it goes back to something that we have said on this radio program going back to the very beginning, over 3 years ago. When it comes to evil, and the deep state in most countries is inherently demonically possessed and evil, whether you believe it or not, I'll give you the reasons that I think that in a couple of moments. What I've been saying, and I've witnessed this firsthand in my lifetime alone, let alone looking at history, it bears out what I'm saying. Evil takes 2, 3, and sometimes even 4 steps in the direction evil is trying to pull the world. And it's been doing that since, well, time immemorial. Since the Antichrist spirit first hit this world, evil moves at a certain pace in a certain direction. And from time to time, we get some victories. So evil takes 2 and 3, sometimes even 4 steps in one direction. And every once in a while, we get 1 or 2 of them back. And we think it's a great victory. Wow, look what we did. We just did this. We just did that. But look over 100 years. Look over 200 years, 1,000 years. The direction of evil is still going in the same direction. It moves 3, 4 steps forward, then a step or two back, then 3 or 4. It's still winning in the long run. We get small victories. And when you put too much stock in elections, too much stock in politics, too much stock in government agencies and NGOs and all of it, you're putting your hope in the wrong place. I can't emphasize this enough. I don't even know where to begin on some of the stories that I have here today. I really don't. I was reading an article, and this one is from somebody that worked inside of military intelligence. It's from the Mises Institute. And I was reading a speech from an individual by the name of, I know I'm going to ruin the name here, I'm going to try to pronounce it correctly. Karen Kawatoski. And at one time, she worked in intelligence here in the United States for a period of time. And I think, 1998 until about 2003, she worked at the Pentagon. And so she learned a lot about the various intelligence agencies in the United States. Now, I want you to understand that over the years, and during the Bush administration, you know, Bush number 2, you know, Patriot Act W and all the changes, we ended up with a new department called the DNI, and that is the Director of National Intelligence, who then informs the big guy, which is the president, unless his name is Trump, then they don't tell him anything. The DNI was created during the Bush years in 2005. Before then, the CIA filled that post. There have been several directors and acting directors over the years. And the DNI, the idea was to coordinate all the various intelligence agencies. There are like 17 plus that we know of. And let me say that again. that we know of, intelligence agencies. You remember those same 17 intelligence agencies said, you know, you realize that the Russians interfered in the 2016 election to steal it from Hillary Clinton. It's the Russians. You know, say what you want. You can have any opinion of you want about Russia, Ukraine, any of it. But let's take a hard look at something. The Democrat Party has been using Russia as a whipping boy for ages. And they have made just incredibly bizarre claims, fake claims, out-and-out lies, personal insults, all of it, against the Russian Federation for political gain. They just don't, frankly, I'll just say it, give a damn what they're saying. They're just doing what they want to do. It's all about power, and the ends always justify the means. So we lie a little bit. So we steal. So we do something illegal. Hey, it's all for a good cause, don't you know? The intelligence agencies in this country, whether it's the CIA, the National Security Administration, Army, Air Force, Navy, Marines, Special Ops, it doesn't, FBI, the Department of Treasury, you know, the IRS, the DEA, all of it. Even Grandma Garland's Department of Justice, which is an evil department that doesn't have justice anymore. It's a political tool to control you and me. Look, if you don't believe it, why did the FBI create a new category called MAGA? Yeah, MAGA, you know, make America great people, people that care about the United States. They're now an extremist category. And it's under Biden that this new category of extremists that seeks to track and counter any of Donald Trump's followers. They want to break your spirit. They want to put you in fear. They want to do anything they can. And I don't put anything past them. I really don't. The FBI is probably one of the most corrupt agencies in the government. I think all the agencies in our government today are hopelessly corrupt and in need of new leadership top to bottom, but I don't see that happening. They're too entrenched. They have too much control. And yes, I believe the CIA assassinated JFK. I've come to conclude that, not that I'm some kind of a conspiracy theorist, it's just the evidence keeps getting closer and closer to that. What leaks out is pretty obvious in and of itself. Remember, he wanted to curtail much of the activity of the CIA, that's JFK. Do you think they were going to allow it? And then you had a deep stater, Lyndon Baines Johnson, one of the most evil men to ever occupy the White House, a fraud, a phony, a deviant in every way possible, a race baiter, a racist, by the way, too. But Bob, what about all the, civil rights stuff that he did? Listen to the audio recordings of him talking to Southern Democrat senators. I can't repeat anything that he said on any radio station anywhere. It's that obscene and that hateful and that evil. But he was right. And he's got the black vote sewed up for the Democrats, you know, forever and ever. It didn't used to be that way. Before that, it was not. He convinced the black voters across the country to support Democrats. And we'll give you stuff. We'll give you everything you want. And now they even talk reparations, but that's another story for some other day. It's the insanity of buying voting groups and voting blocks. Our government in the United States is no longer moral. It is no longer honest. It has no integrity. It is totally, inescapably evil. Period. End of discussion. We have that. I'm not going to even debate it. We cannot fix it at an election. Elections can be stolen. And then again, you get a bunch of candidates that are fakes, phonies, and frauds that'll tell you anything you want to hear to get your vote. And then they turn around and stab you in the back. Look, I love these clowns that talk about, well, I'm a Reagan Republican. Well, you know, we've had a lot. It's been 40 some odd years. You know, come on. Reagan was elected like 43 years ago, and he's been out of office for like 45 years. And so what have the Republicans accomplished since then? Not a lot. Nothing to write home about. They have been part of what everybody knows, and I've been saying it for a long time. It's becoming fashionable today among the conservative media to talk about the uni party. Yeah, it's been a uniparty, my entire lifetime. Come on. Don't believe otherwise. The deep state has been in control, and they've been the puppet masters of politicians, and they pay them off. They make sure there's plenty of money at the end of the rainbow if you do our bidding, regardless of your party affiliation. And of course, you need the illusion of a loyal opposition out there. I mean, come on, we can't imagine that we're just a one party place like Europe, like France. It's all one party. No, we're America. We're America. We have a two party system here. Ha ha. Oh, stop lying to yourself. $33 trillion in debt today. And we've added $2 trillion of that in, since June. June. $2 trillion in debt since June. I don't care what you think or what you believe. If you think we can fix this with an election and getting somebody in, you're a fool. It's not going to happen. It can't. This is going to implode. It is going to collapse. Yet these delusional idiots that run our government in the deep state, with the big paychecks, in elected office, they're fools. They're nothing but damn fools, every stinking one of them. I would say 90% of the congressmen that are Republicans in the House today are fools, phonies, and frauds. Worthless scum. Just worthless scum. And their leader was Kevin McCarthy. If you didn't know. I mean, under Kevin McCarthy, and the House ran the purse strings, and we added $2 trillion in debt in a handful of months. And of course, the amount that was added even before June. And we keep spending money we don't have. And we keep creating money out of thin air. And the average American is a total moron when it comes to understanding how our economy works. Where does money come from? The fact that Nixon, a so-called conservative back in 1973, took us off the gold standard. And now it became the faith and credit of the United States. Whoopee. We're a credit risk. I mean, I wouldn't lend any money to this bunch of clowns, would you? I mean, would you lend any congressman $500? I wouldn't. You'll never see it again. Or by the time you see it again, it's going to be worth nothing. Because they keep, and once again, you talk to even some college graduates and say, do you know what inflation really is?
The price is going up.
Yeah. And why?
Because they're greedy corporate people. That's why it's going up. It's all corporate greed.
Sounds like these idiots. The voices hit me as the cartoon voices from Bugs Bunny.
Yeah, that's right.
And they don't get it. When you print money that has no value and you throw it out there into the landscape, the money that's still in the landscape already before that money gets dumped in becomes worth less because we're only worth so much. And so we just keep throwing debt. And as they keep throwing in debt, You wonder why the grocery prices go up. You wonder why anything goes up. It's because of inflation. Inflation is because we're printing money we don't have that has nothing to back it up of any value. The bad credit score of the United States is the only thing that is backing it up. And come on. Our economy's in shambles. And everybody says, yo, just hang in there, Bob. Because see, in 2024, you know, we're going to get Trump into office and everything's going to get fixed again. And we're going to be happy again. And everybody will be employed. And no. Trump may be a lot of things, but he's not a god. And he can't wave a magic wand. Look back over the 4 years he was there. His own party fought him at every turn to stop his agenda. He was an interrupter to the establishment in D.C., and that included, you know, Speaker of the House Paul Ryan. And prior to that, you had John Bonner, another bonehead, another fake, phony, and fraud. And then we get Kevin McConnell. And if you think that Kevin McConnell did a good job, you're being lied to. $2 trillion in debt. A lot of status quo. And then he cuts a backroom deal with the Democrats. As far as I'm concerned, it should have been like, shut her down forever. Defund the IRS, defund the FBI, defund all of these evil agencies, and let's have a reset. And until we do, no money for you. But Kevin McCarthy didn't have the backbone. He's a spineless linguine backbone deep stater. You know, we had all these great people paraded, like, you know, Chief, you know, you remember Attorney General Barr, you know, yeah, he's going to fix everything. Another fake, phony, and fraud. He hated Trump. They all do. They all talk a good game as they play the game of loyal opposition and deceive you. And so now, if you're a conservative and you think America is an exceptional country, you are a threat, at least to the FBI, the Department of Justice. And then we have military intelligence, which is an oxymoron in and of itself. And all they want to do is find a reason to keep doing what they want to do. They just want validation for what they believe. They don't really want the truth. They don't want the truth at all. They love their wars, their endless wars. Maybe you're listening to this program. By the way, you are listening to Truth to Ponder. We are on shortwave radio. We are a podcast. It can be found at our website, truth2ponder.com, truth2ponder.com. You can find out all the locations for this program as a podcast and why we are here. The war of disinformation is really a government war against people to keep them in control. Period. All these government agencies, they want your money, they want everything, they want you under their control. That is their power base. And they get in bed with big corporations and the funding apparatus, you know, like the BlackRocks of this world, or the Clinton Foundation that wants to rebuild Ukraine someday. You know, do you see how all this works? If you think you're going to fix it, don't waste your time. I mean, I'm going to vote, yes, and I will vote for the best interrupter of these satanic plans you can find. Trust me on that. Do I think it will get fixed? Doubtful. Can we get a few victories and have evil that took 5 or 6 steps forward since Biden took over? Can we get 2 steps back, maybe 3, perhaps? But we're not going to get 6 steps back. We're not going to get all the steps we've lost in the last, 50 years back. It's never going to happen. That ship has sailed, and then it sank as it left the harbor. We are a uniparty in the United States. As I look at last week and what Matt Gaetz did, you can despise him, love him, it doesn't matter to me, but what he did was he proved my point. He proved my point. Only 8 Republicans voted against Speaker McCarthy. The other stinkers out there were spineless. Just spineless. They never held Kevin accountable. They just wanted a little bit, another year or two of business as usual. I don't want business as usual. If you want business as usual, you're not going to get my vote. When are we going to realize we can't be $33 trillion in debt? And as somebody pointed out to me just the other day, what about the $200 trillion in unfunded liabilities all over the United States? Honey, let me tell you something. Do you have $1 million or so at your disposal? Because that's what it would take from every man, woman, and child, you know, to pay this off. There is no money. It's over, people. It's over. This is an illusion. Democrats are totally on board with everything. Everything. Except when you talk, and some of these things people say they matter, but they don't. They'll say something like, yeah, they differ on abortion and transgenderism and religious freedom and mandates and what have you. But the truth is, those are the low-hanging fruit issues. And they'll claim that they disagree on taxes and fiscal policy or military spending, but guess what? Another $2 trillion in debt? Deal cut by McCarthy? No, that tells you right there. That's a straw man. It's fake. They really don't. They'll come before you as a voter. You know, they'll meet you out there for a beer or something, or, come down to the local diner. Yeah, vote for me. I'm all about getting rid of them their entitlement programs. And we need to get rid of them mandates, and we need fiscal responsibility, and we need election integrity, and we need to make sure the Electoral College is never bothered. And let's stop these climate change. No. You say it, but you never do it. You never follow through. You can say what you want, and then when your actions tell me everything I need to see. Most every vote in Congress is calculated. And they know what they want, and they know they got the loyal opposition, and they persuade a few of the loyal opposition to go along because they'll make sure their name is not out there to get caught with it. And on it goes. This is like kabuki dancing before. This is what it is. It's a show. And so I don't believe any of them anymore. A president that uses the term those MAGA extremists. And the truth be known, anything that says make America great again, anything that wants to see jobs protected, our respect internationally restored, that's extremism to the deep state. And the corruption in the military intelligence, yeah. We've been having trouble with government thinking that it's got to be their way or the highway. And a lot of folks don't want to hear this, but this is just history. And I don't want you to argue with me. History is what it is. Thousands of anti-war activists, this included newspaper publishers, even clergy, were imprisoned by Abraham Lincoln during the Civil War because they opposed the war. They, in the newspaper business, used their free speech. And clergy that said, this is ridiculous. 700,000 Americans needlessly died in a war of of political power. And these thousands of citizens were left to rot in jail and prison for years for being disloyal. Do you see a pattern? You may not want to admit this, but Lincoln was one of those that believed in incredible federal power and wanted it. You know, the notion of states' rights, unfortunately, has been tainted by its association with slavery and secession. The 10th Amendment has been ignored and dismissed as a quaint reminder of the good old days. That started at Lincoln's time, and then FDR and LBJ, all the way to today. They wanted power in D.C. They did not want it in the hands of the states. And someday we'll talk about what was the future of slavery in the South. Not much. Its days were very numbered, and they knew it. They knew it. They knew morally the majority of Southerners hated the idea. They didn't like it. Oh, we didn't hear that in school. Of course, the winner gets to write the textbooks. But if you look at contemporaneous writings prior in that time, it's obvious that this was an unsustainable system that had been inherited from the Brits that developed these colonies. Money and power is concentrated in places like Washington, D.C., and New York City, and a handful of other places. And in their minds, the rest of the United States, whether it be Iowa, whether it be middle Missouri, whether it be southwest Virginia, middle Georgia, it's all flyover country. You know, where the rubes, you and I live. And the Constitution has become just an inconvenience to these progressives. And Biden, well, really, Biden's handlers, they just ignore it. They just ignore it. And then we find out that only 8 Republicans in the House of Representatives were willing to express any concern about the direction this country was going. It's all, let's just get along and get along. Oh, we're just one half of one third of the government. Yeah, but guess what, you idiots? You're the one half of one third that actually has the control of the purse strings. No other agency, no other branch of government does. You had power to do something, and you folded and caved, and like a cheap suit. You just folded up, wrinkled up, shriveled up, in fear, in your little fetal positions. Oh, woe is us. We can't spend another $1 trillion on whatever. I need pork money to buy votes. And we need to make sure that Raytheon and all these major corporations that build the weapons to go to Ukraine are well funded because they pay for my reelection. We are a Hugo Chavez government now. We are a banana republic. And then you get morons. I mean, total despicable, disgusting, evil people, evil and rotten to the core, prosecuting, making up crimes. It all sounds great until you realize that they're doing things they've never done before only because they want to control an election. They don't care if Biden gets reelected or some deep state Republican. It's all the same to them. They play the game. It's your turn to be president now. As long as you like George W. Bush, you play ball. Or like his daddy before him, you play ball. Or like Nixon, who did until he didn't, and then when he didn't, he was gone. I mean, the last Republican that may have had, well, he warned us, it was Eisenhower, when he said, beware of the military-industrial complex. He was right. And he also understood the danger of these powerful agencies in the government that have no accountability. I could probably make you a list of 10 departments or more right now that should be defunded and dismantled immediately. I mean immediately, and throw the responsibility back to the states. I'm serious. I kid you not. The time is long past due. The federal government was never intended to be anywhere near the size. It should be basically maybe 5% of its size that it is today. It is to protect our constitutional rights and our borders in time of war. That's pretty much what the federal government is supposed to be. One last thought. We got a break coming up, and I'm running just a little bit over. But listen to me carefully. If you ever watch an old movie like from the 1930s, boy, you're making a federal case out of this. You've heard that term used before, and I used to hear it occasionally, 30, 40 years ago. Man, you're making a federal case out of this. And I never understood what that meant. I do now. See, back in my younger days, my childhood, and before I came along, there were not that many federal laws. There were very few, if any, federal cases ever made. It was a big deal to have a need for a federal case. They were minimal. But now, as the deep state has grown, they've created their own categories of crimes that they prosecute in their courts to consolidate their power. So when someone in the movie said, man, you're making a federal case out of this, you got to remember that the 90-some-odd percent of all cases, if not more, were always tried at the state level. Very few were at the federal. But increasingly, with the rise of government agencies out of control with too much power, I don't think any agency should have the power to regulate in such a way that it becomes law. That should be constitutionally forbidden. But they do it all day long, coming after your gas stove. I don't care what anybody says. They want to control your ceiling fans. They should not have that authority. Period. That's too much authority in the hand of unelected bureaucrats. And that's how they consolidate their power. And then they're pulling the strings on everybody that runs for Congress. You're listening to Truth to Ponder. My name is Bob Bierman. Been doing this program now for a little over 3 years. We talk about a lot of stuff. We're talking about just some stories today that have just disturbed me for the last couple of days. I wanted you to get a little insight if you hadn't figured it out, that our nation is in trouble and you're not going to fix it at the ballot box. There are two things we need to do. Well, actually three. Number one, don't put your trust in politicians. But then again, don't stop voting either. In other words, you still need to vote for those that are, you believe, honestly, are closest to what you believe. And just do your part. Number two, need to pray. The Bible demands we pray for our leaders, no matter how despicable they are. I mean, unfortunately, like it or not, and trust me, it's often not easy to do. The hair on the back of my neck goes up sometimes when I know the evil that these people have done. But we still do it. We need to, as a people, really understand, if you're a Christian, we're in this world, not of it, and stop living so much for the world. You need to, well, find like-minded Christians to associate with, to worship with, to fellowship with, and be prepared for the days that are ahead. And I'll explain what I mean by that in a minute, after the break. There is some hope out there. There really is. But it's not in our government. We're not going back to the 50s, folks. It's never going to happen. Or what? It doesn't matter. That ship sailed. Many of you have been listening for a while, and here we are in the second week of October, And I'm praying that God will sustain us and grow us because, number one, as I've said before, I am a believer in shortwave radio. I started this program on shortwave, and it'll stay on shortwave as long as there's a shortwave station that I can get it on. Some days, even that's getting more difficult. We've been doing our best. We've done our part to be on additional places. And the rest is in the hands of things I can't control. I've done 100% of everything that needs to be done on my end. And now there are things that have to be worked out on the other. And if I had enough funding, I would even look at additional stations. But it's not there. We do not have a paywall. This podcast is free to listen to. It's free on the radio. And I don't sell anything. There's no Truth to Ponder vitamin pack. There's no gold and silver website. There is no prepper foods or solar generators that I would have to mark up to be able to justify doing it to pay for the airtime. I'm just not going to do it. Maybe someday I'll bring people on that can suggest where you can find this stuff at a decent price and not get ripped off. But I'm not going to do it as a commercial because that's not the purpose of this program. I'm not a paid employee. I don't need to be. I'm not paid, but the airtime needs to be paid. And that's why we need more of you to step up to the plate and help us. Sure, I'd like to hire somebody to help me that could work at least part-time to make this program flow better and have more material, but the budget's not there. I don't need it. I mean, I pastor a church. I'm not paid there either. God is taking care of my personal needs, but not the needs of the ministry. That's where you come in. And you can support us from our website using Give, Send, Go, truth2ponder.com. truth2ponder.com. Or make a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio. Ancient Word Radio. Post Office Box 510. Post Office Box 510. Chilhowie, Virginia, Chilhowie, Chilhowie, Virginia, and the zip code is 24319. That's 24319. Ancient Word Radio, P.O. Box 510, Chilhowie, Virginia, 24319.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
The man on your doorstep. Coming up. Shalom Aleichem. This is the nice Jewish boy, Jonathan Kahn, your Jewish connection, bringing you the riches of your Jewish roots in Jesus. Now get your pen out as fast as you can so you don't miss out on receiving a special free gift you're going to get and love in a moment. The story that Messiah tells, the parable of the rich man and Lazarus. And there it is. The rich man is partying, having a great time in his mansion, and there's a poor man, Lazarus, on his doorstep. And at the end, the rich man who doesn't help this poor man, he ends up being judged. And for those of us living in North America or Europe, we listen to this. We think we're Lazarus. We identify with Lazarus, the righteous man, but we aren't. In this world, we're the rich man. And the rest of the world is Lazarus. And they're right there, right next door at our doorstep. Imagine we're rich and we're partying and music and food, and Lazarus is right outside our doorstep. A man is starving to death, and we're feasting. And Lazarus is starving at our doorstep of our party. We're partying. Lazarus is shivering in the cold. You know, we're dieting and he's sick and dying by our door. We're praising the Lord. That's good. But Lazarus is perishing without the gospel next door. And you say, but Lazarus isn't at our doorstep. That's right. In a sense, you're right. It's Jesus. It says that when you do it for these, you did it for me. He's cold. He's hungry. He's naked. He's perishing. And they're all there. Children and orphans and lepers and the starving and the persecuted, the oppressed in darkened huts. They're there without the gospel. Messiah is there at our doorstep and our door is closed. Open the door, my friend. Open the door, your heart and your life, your involvement, your abundance. Give to the hungry, the thirsty, the naked, the stranger, because there's a stranger on your doorstep. He needs your help, waiting for your help. And his name is Jesus. Want more? Ask for The Rich Man and Lazarus on CD. Now, the free gift for you, The Mystery of the Temple Doors on CD, you'll love it, and Sapphires with the Riches of Your Jewish Roots in Jesus, special teachings, updates on Israel, world events, and prophecy, and the secrets of strength and victory for every day of your life. How do you get these gifts free? Easy. Just remember Jesus' real Hebrew name, Yeshua, and you dial it. To receive your free gifts, just call 1-800-YESHUA-1. You will be blessed, but call now. That's 1-800-YESHUA-1. I invite you to bring salvation back to God's ancient nation, Israel. God says, I will bless those who bless Israel. And to all the unreached peoples on 5 continents with over 1 billion people, this is the most incredible way you can ever impact those people, those Lazaruses. And that is with a shortwave radio. Amazing. Just call 1-800-YESHUA-1. That's YESHUA-1. Or write me direct, The Nice Jewish Boy, at Box 1111, Lodi, New Jersey, 07644. That's Box 1111, Lodi, L-O-D-I, New Jersey, 07644. Till next time, this is Jonathan Kahn saying, Shalom Aleichem, peace be to you, my friend, and Messiah, Or HaOlam, the light of the world.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And welcome back to part 2 of our Monday edition of Truth to Ponder. And I'm your host, Bob Bierman. Today, it's just you and I having a conversation. Well, really, you're listening. And I'm just going through stories that I've read over the past several days and trying to give you information you often do not find in much of the media. Now, over the weekend, I discussed this, what I call phenomena of the controlled media, where you have media on the right, so to speak, and on the left, so to speak. They're different, but they're all in the same bubble. And we're busy arguing among ourselves inside a controlled bubble. There are sources that will bring you stories you do not see in the controlled bubble. But then you've got to be careful of one other entity, and I run into this all the time, of the planted story to trip you up. I really have come to conclude, and I have enough evidence from the stories that I've dealt with in the past 3 years. Do this every day. Read a dozen or so websites, news analysis, or articles. Do this every day, and sometimes you can detect a pattern. There are, and I don't want to get into being sued or something, but there are some websites out there that people send me stories from I refuse to read because half the time their stories are false or provably false or ridiculous, over the top, stupid, clickbait, garbage, and people are buying their junk to make the money and their whatever they're selling. And when they have a fake story that proves not to be true, they ignore the fact they lied to you and they keep pumping out more garbage. And you keep sending me this stuff and there's no merit. There's so many. This is what I call, this is out there to deceive you. It's like a duck call. You know, the duck knows what a duck call is all about. Ooh, another duck. I got to find this duck. Well, it's the same with some of these stupid news stories and clickbait out there. Ooh, I need to read this. This is inside information I don't even get from Fox News or Newsmax or Western, whatever. I mean, it never ends. And there's some of these most ridiculous, unbelievable stories that people really believe. And they want me to put them on the radio. Not happening. I'm not going to make an idiot of myself because it sounds good. I need proof. I need peace about a story. One of the things that I have been so concerned about for 3.5 years, before I started the program and after it started, and for the 3 years now, going into 3 years and a month or so, I've never had to get on the radio except one time and tell you a story that I shared was inaccurate. And I can remember exactly when it happened about a year and a half ago, maybe a little longer now, about a year and a half ago. And I was worn out We had been doing a lot and traveling, and you know, it was just a very, very busy time. And I was trying to get a radio program done by the deadline. I've been collecting stories, but I had a few I hadn't had a chance to thoroughly vet. And this one came from a website which I have just don't look at any longer since that day hit. And there was a video of somebody saying something. I can't even remember exactly what it was. And I retrieved the audio from that and shared the story. And then, you know, after the program was airing that night, I got to thinking, there's something about that story that didn't feel right, and I couldn't put my finger on it. Oh, it's the kind of story that if you're a conservative, you're kind of predisposed to want to believe, but something just didn't feel right. So I started doing a little bit of, you know, snooping and going to alternate locations and search engines that are far less biased. And I found, now remember, I said I saw a video. And then I found at another website the unedited, you know, single camera video of that same speech. And I suddenly realized that one word was edited out. And they did it, actually a couple of words that were edited out in such a way. And what they did is a classic. Now, maybe you don't understand video or television editing. What is called a B-roll or cutaway footage. In this case, there's the camera's on the speaker, and then just for a brief moment, you still hear the speaker, but the camera may focus for a moment on the audience nodding their head in agreement or something along that line. It's called a B-roll or a cutaway, just to show the crowd. And what some person had done is they did an edit and they took a little phrase out of what the speaker actually said and tied it all together. But where you would notice there's something wrong with the video of the guy missing a phrase because his head does not where it belongs, they did the cutaway to cover up the edit. And then they put that out online. So to watch it, you'd hear the guy saying, "And I firmly believe in A, B, C, and D." And during the time that he says, "I firmly believe in that," when he's beginning to, in that little phrase, they do the cutaway with people's heads are nodding. When the actual video says, "I firmly do not believe," in other words, the exact opposite, I got caught and it didn't feel right. And I remember the next day, I remember all that night thinking, how do I handle this? And I got up the next morning and the very first thing I did on the radio program is I apologized that I got snookered. I fell for a fake story. And I can't even remember what it was about right now. It's been so long ago. And most of the audience has probably forgotten it too. But it really bothered me and still does to this day that the one time I didn't double check a couple of other sources, I got snookered. And I failed in my responsibility to you in doing this program. And I felt miserable about it. And so I've redoubled and redoubled my efforts to make sure anything I share with you comes from sources that have proven themselves to be trustworthy over and over and over again. That's why many news sites that many of you recommend, I refuse to go to anymore because anywhere between 20 to 50% of their stories are garbage. They're fake. They're clickbait. They make the headlines don't even match the story. And if all you're quoting is the headline, you're not quoting accuracy. One of the most divisive things we're dealing with today in the United States, and we have, I think some people are beginning to question it even in Congress, believe it or not, the war in Ukraine. And I'm not I'm not saying that the Russians are a wonderful, honorable people. I'm not saying that at all. But I am saying that we're not either. And NATO is not. Ukraine is not. There's a lot that most people do not understand. I got into a conversation a while back, I think about a year ago, asking somebody, so how long is your, so what about the history of Ukraine? And they think it goes back thousands of years as a sovereign nation. It doesn't. Ukraine as a sovereign nation started in 1992, 31 years ago. That's all they've been around. And they were carved out of what used to be a part of Poland, a part of Russia, a part of all kinds of places. That region has been either a part of Russia or a part of, the Austrian Empire, Poland, Ottoman Empire. It's been a region that has been a part of other places for 1,000 years. The eastern part of the nation is Russian. They speak Russian. Their families are in Russia. It has been Khrushchev, by the way, came from Ukraine, if you didn't know, and he was the leader of the Soviet Union. And he spoke Russian as his primary language. A little while ago, we talked about our own disgusting CIA and intelligence communities and everybody else. I don't understand, this, we must protect democracy. We must protect free. We're not protecting anything in Ukraine except corruption. Let's be honest. And that's what it's been. That's how they make their money. Their stock and trade is money laundering. And lots of it. I mean, they're your money laundering specialist. Corruption has been a part of that region for as far back as anybody alive can remember. And it's just part of the nature of those oligarchs that have been in control. Even during the Soviet Union days, or when they were a part of Poland or a part of whatever. It's just the history of some of those in the nation. Not everybody. There are wonderful people there, but they're misled. It is a nation that after World War, you got to remember, Ukraine sided with the Nazis, that region, so they could get a nation from Hitler. Well, it didn't happen. The embarrassment in Ottawa when they celebrated a 98-year-old Nazi who was a member of the Waffen-SS. Oops, only because he had fought Russia, but he was a Nazi. And those were his happiest days of his life fighting for Hitler. And then in the 1950s, with all that Nazi sentiment still in that region, now behind the Iron Curtain, our CIA is funding Nazis to irritate the Soviet Union. That's just a matter of historical fact. That's not speculation. The classified documents have been released. We now know that to be a fact. 2014, the nation had an election, and they elected a, quasi-pro-Russian president. In other words, he would get along with Russia just fine. And an honor treaty signed by the United States, signed by Ukraine, signed by the Russian Federation, signed by the leaders of NATO and everybody else, everybody agreed in 1992 Ukraine would be a neutral nation and would not be a part of NATO. That was agreed up front. But starting after 2014, when the Obama administration and his CIA caused a coup in that country and unseated a duly elected president and put in a Washington, D.C. puppet, a CIA puppet, and now another CIA puppet, the actor, the guy that plays the piano with his penis. You didn't know about that. Look it up on Google. Google it. You'll find it. That's what Zelensky is, just a reprobate, a fool and an actor. That's all he is. It's all he ever has been, is an R-rated comedian and a B-rated actor. That's it. That's his background, to be the leader of Ukraine. Oh, yeah. Such a manly man. A bunch of garbage. So the United States starts violating treaties. NATO is violating treaties. Everybody's violating a treaty. And Russia says, now, wait a minute. Now, just wait a cotton picking minute. Honor the treaty. Or else. Now, during the Trump years, the treaty was honored. And everybody was happy. Hey, Hunter Biden made lots of money, you know, from Ukraine during his daddy's reign as vice president and even thereafter. But then the Biden administration gets in and they start to relive the wonderful policies of Obama and upset the region. The people in the extreme eastern part of the nation would rather be a part of Russia because they are Russians. And I got news for you. There are people in the extreme western part of Ukraine that would like to be back as a part of Poland. It's only us that are messing up things. I know it may be hard for you to understand. And people are beginning to realize that, you know, Russia could win this war. It's been a very controlled war. And this baloney that, oh, the Ukrainians with just the right amount of money and arms could win. No, it's not. This is going to be like Afghanistan. 20 years of going nowhere. Remember the liars and the filthy liars in the government? Oh, we're doing wonderful in Afghanistan. We're going to win this war. Heard that in 2004, 2008, 2011, 2015, you know, all the way up until, you know, 2019, and then suddenly, oh, we got to leave. And so we leave billions of dollars in weapons behind for the Taliban. And 13 Americans needlessly died because of an idiot sitting in the Oval Office with a bunch of, oh, homosexual-loving generals. Thoroughly modern Millie, a despicable individual. These anti-constitutionalist generals should be tried for treason and hung. Milley should be the first. All of them. The higher up in rank they go, the more deep state they become, the more against the Constitution they swore to defend. They now are an enemy of the Constitution, an enemy of the people of this country. They're sick individuals. And so you've been fed a lot of lies about Ukraine. I'm not saying Russia is righteous. Do not ever think I said that. But what I'm telling you is you're only getting a little piece of the story. And the average college graduate couldn't find it on a map. And if you ask, what year was the country founded? Oh, 1700? I mean, it's planned ignorance in the public education system. I mean, these people know all about transgenderism, and they're probably confused themselves. All these teachers today, I wonder if that little preschool child is really a boy. She looks like a girl. She thinks she's a girl, but she's really a boy. We'll fix that and never even tell their mommy and daddy. Or maybe little Joshua over there, he's gay. We need to help him find his gayness. But he's 3 or 4. This is the insanity of the world in which we live. And this is why we do this radio program. I know today's just been me venting a little bit. And I'll get back to more regular programming tomorrow. But I needed to just let you, don't believe everything that a so-called conservative website tells you. Most of it is just clickbait to make money, and they don't care if they're lying to you. They don't care if they're shafting you. They don't care if they're ripping you off. They're just in it for the money. Don't believe them. But if you believe in what we're trying to do here to stay on shortwave, I need your help. Go to our website, truth2ponder.com, truth2ponder.com. You can support us from the website or make a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio. Ancient Word Radio. The city is Chilhowie, C-H-I-L-H-O-W-I-E. Chilhowie, Virginia. Chilhowie, Virginia, 24319. Ancient Word Radio, P.O. Box 510, Chilhowie, Virginia. And the zip code in Chilhowie, 24319. And we will see you tomorrow.
This has been Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman. To find out more, visit our website, truth2ponder.com. That's truth2ponder.com. Truth to Ponder. Shining the light of truth in a darkening world.